Boston Police Gaelic Column of Pipes and Drums were among more than 50 groups taking part in the parade a little more than halfway to St. Patrick's Day. Weymouth Councillor at Large Fred Happel founded the event, and at the end of the procession, he was all smiles.
Mighty Quinn's out here. 18 months ago, we weren't sure where he would be physically, and thank God he's able to come out here today. And just to see all the smiling faces and the kids is just awesome. Very happy with the community of Weymouth and everybody that came out. I want to thank everybody that helped put this together, and I appreciate everything.
5-year-old Mighty Quinn Waters, who is battling brain cancer, was the grand marshal of the parade. His mother, Tara Waters, says they're so lucky to have the support.
They have Quinn's back, and they have our family's back, and that's pretty amazing. You know, it's an amazing thing. Going through cancer can be so isolating, and your time in the hospital and all of that. And once you see all the people behind you, it's kind of hard to quit when you have such a big army behind you.
6-year-old Ryland Collins from Hanover got to see the parade and was asked what her favorite part was.
The car and Santa.
You got to see Santa?
Yeah.
Was he on the fire truck?
Yeah.
Congressman Stephen Lynch marched in the inaugural parade and was back on Sunday.
Weymouth got a long and strong Irish heritage, you know, so it's the perfect location for this, and I think you've attracted people from all over the South Shore, you know, so great to see him. Really happy to be here.
In Weymouth, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.